This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. On October 21, 1966, the children in the Welsh village of Aberfan went to school, just like any other day. But that day, a heavy rain began to fall, and tragedy hit when 40,000 cubic meters of mining debris careened downhill in a landslide, burying that little school, killing 116 children and 28 adults. To commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Aberfan disaster, composer Carl Jenkins was commissioned to compose the Cantata Memoria for large vocal and orchestral forces. It was recently recorded with a cast of leading soloists, including Welsh-based baritone Bryn Terrible, soprano Ellen Manahan Thomas, and harpist Catherine Finch. The work is in two parts. The first is quite literal, telling the story of the tragedy itself. The rest of the piece is a journey from darkness to light.
The day begins at school with raindrops heard in the orchestra and the school assembly hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful. It's well established that this hymn was sung at the school. The hymn goes through and is interrupted by a rumbling, which is sung the word Tūru in Welsh, which means rumble, in the orchestration, which gradually intensifies and builds to this horrific, cataclysmic ending.
One of the most powerful pieces in this work is Cortège. It's the third track. And we hear a traditional song in there, and then it goes into the Benedictus. And then there's a euphonium, is that right? It has a solo role that provides a bridge throughout the work.
Yeah, he does. He links the song to the... he uses the last phrase of Mavano, and then that becomes the motif for the cortège and kind of emotional heaviness of the funeral procession, where the names of these poor people are kind of intoned, really.
David Childs is your euphonium soloist. Why did you choose that instrument to have a prominent solo role?
Well, part of the Industrial Revolution, if you like, in Wales and the coal mining community, both in South Wales and in the north of England and the Midlands, where pits were more prevalent, brass bands flourished. So to have one solo instrument that summarizes the brass band tradition, to my mind, was the cornet, which is part of it all, and euphonium. We had him make these telling statements that he makes throughout the whole work.
Lacrimosa, secret rivers, lacrimosa, sigh.
On the piece titled Lament for the Valley, there's an incredible violin solo. Tell me more about this work and how you chose the soloist.
Julian Sir, yeah. She's a British, Korean-born violinist. I run a kind of a music award in the UK called the Arts Club Sir Carl Jenkins Music Award. She was the first winner. Part of the prize is that I write something for the winner that is played on Classic FM. So knowing that the Aberfan Commission was approaching, I thought I'd write her a lament.
Cantata Memoria by Carl Jenkins is music and a poem. And while it was written to commemorate an horrific tragedy, Jenkins hopes the message behind it will go much deeper.
So I want people to be moved by it, whatever I write, and make an emotional connection. And from a thought-provoking point of view, it's intended to make people think of childhood and children and to venerate children and cherish childhood, really. Children are suffering constantly in various corners of the planet, so perhaps will people give some thought to that.
That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.